This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muschietti. It's a beautiful spring, isn't it? If you don't like the desert right now, you're probably never going to like it. And if you don't like the glory of the desert spring, then you're never going to get into the glorious heat of May and June. Saguaro blossoms, blood red fruit, ironwood flowers, or the anticipation of summer rain in July, August, and into September, the glory of the monsoon, muggy, sticky, wet. Then fall. Don't you love fall in the desert? Oh, I always smell it coming. Here comes fall, I say. Then desert winter, and we hope, we pray, we wish, depending on our spiritual path, but we say to our friends, to our lovers, I wish for winter rains, gentle, soaking winter rains that bring us to right now, spring, desert spring. Oh, it's a favorite time of year along the Ohalote. Freezing mornings turn into warm days. Cottonwoods are budding out and flowering, and soon the female will live up to the name of cottonwood with downy seeds. I love to say foofy seeds sometimes because I have a friend who likes it when I say foofy. Ash trees are starting to flower and bud out. And on the ground, cryptanthas and phacelias and poppies are starting. Bladder pods are starting. Bladder pods are starting. And in around Tucson, out in the Sonoran Desert, brittlebush, desert marigold, bahia, yellow, not mellow yellow, but electric yellow. Raffinescia, streptanthus, and poppies, a Schultzia mexicana. Let me hear you say yay for Papyraceae, yeah, Phacelia and lupins. And oh my gosh, how about the Calliandras, that beautiful little woody shrub, Calliandra eriophylla, or eriophylla if you prefer. Every one of those eriophyllas, every one of those Calliandras has a different shade of pink. Those feathery flowers, all those stamens sticking out like they've been plugged into an electrical socket. Eriophylla means woolly leaves. Oh, Calliandra, you with your woolly leaves. And Pinstemon parii. How about that Pinstemon parii? Hot pink. I must get an article of clothing that's in the, has that hot pink of the Pinstemon parii. Even love, I'm not kidding you. I even love Amsinthia. It's been blooming for a month. Oh, you hairy, bristly, rascally annual. Spring and wildflowers can get you excited. But the craziest thing, I just can't get avocados off my mind. I know that's crazy. It's nuts. But I bought a bunch recently. I mean, I bought a bunch of them. You know, when they go on sale, hell, I'll take a bunch of those. Give me 10, give me 20. I love avocados. I love those small, gnarly ones. Cut them in half and squeeze a little key lime over them and scoop it out with a spoon. Oh, it's got to be good for you. And have you ever read a recipe that calls for avocado leaves, like in one of your favorite Mexican cookbooks, or when you're cooking on your fire, they put an avocado leaf under the chicken, or put a leaf in a stew, like a bay leaf, right? Which are laurel leaves. Laurus is the genus, Laurus. And an avocado is in that family, the laurel family, Lauraceae. Avocado is Persea Americana. Persea is the Greek name for some Egyptian tree, and Americana, because of avocados originated out of Central America. And of course, something that wonderful got spread by the indigenous folks. And of course, the all-conquering Spanish came and took them back to Europe and shared them. And there are all these crazy hybrids and different types that have come from the original wild avocado of the Americas. The word avocado is an American version of a Nahuatl word, avocatl, meaning testicle. And I don't think it takes much imagination. Let's have some fun, shall we? The way they hang from a tree. Okay. The Spanish word, though, derived also from that, is aguacate. And the leaves of the wild avocado, of the aguacate, have an anise flavor. And the skin as well does. And so it's, sometimes it's left in that wonderful mashed pulp. Oh, guacamole. And, you know, cut open an avocado for that pulpy treasure and mash that pulp up. Oh, gosh. You know, we don't have wild avocados in Arizona. That would be a good name for a band, the Wild Avocados. But no wild members of the laurel family in Arizona. There's some laurels and landscapes, some myrtles, but there are no wild myrtles, no wild laurels. It's also exciting to me. It is. But gosh, spring wildflowers, plants are pushing bud, cottonwood catkins have me all excited. Oh my gosh. I promise to stay out of the produce section for a week or so and concentrate on our glorious wild natives, because the desert, my friends, is beautiful. Yeah, it is. I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.